Okay. And let's see. I'm not going to mute right now, only because it sounds really quiet in the background right now at all your guys' places, which is great. So I'm just kind of I'm going to leave it open until I start hearing noise, and then I'll just mute everybody. Okay. So hello everyone. This is Reverend Marie LaRotunda speaking to you from San Rafael, California today. And I would like to welcome you to the telemed entitled Say Hello to Your Second Chakra. And this is regarding our emotions and sexuality. So I always like to start the workshops by having everyone get grounded. And the way that we're going to do that for this workshop is I'm going to have you sit upright in your chair. So if you're sitting in a chair or a sofa, just as long as you're sitting upright, with both of your feet flat on the ground and with your palms facing up in your lap. And the reason that I have the guests on the call sit in this posture is because I find that it helps to keep your spirit focused in the body during this meditation. There's different kinds of meditation. The meditation that I teach is in-the-body meditation. And by sitting in this posture, and also the next step, which I'll talk about, by sitting in this posture, it helps you to stay in the body. So, with that said, I would like you all to gently close your eyes. And take a nice deep breath in and blow it out. And again, in and out. And as we move forward in this meditation, I would like everyone to remember to have your amusement. And what that means is having your amusement is, in a way, being kind of neutral to what you're experiencing in your body, in your mind, and in your heart. You're looking at it from the perspective of a soul and from the perspective of eternity, knowing that what's ever going on with this physical body in this lifetime, it's only a little blip on the screen. So picture yourselves 1,000 years from now, looking back at this lifetime and going, oh my God, that was such a riot, ha, ha, ha. Or, wow, look at all the stuff I was going through. Gee, I'm so glad I'm not doing that anymore. So maintaining your amusement as you go through this meditation is going to help you to process and to clear whatever it is that you're ready to clear and let go of faster. And the reason for that is amusement is a higher vibration than seriousness or sadness. So if you stay in amusement during a meditation, you are helping yourself clear more faster. Okay. So with your eyes closed, I would like you to bring your attention to the base of your spine. And at the base of your spine is your root chakra. That is the center of survival. And what we're going to do is we're going to make an energetic connection from the base of your spine, going straight down into the earth, to the very center of the earth, and just visualize it kind of reaching out and grabbing onto the center of the planet as if it's a root system. And just hold that visualization for a moment. And gently bring your attention back up to the base of your spine, the beginning of the grounding cord. And I want you to widen. This time we're going to widen this grounding cord. And the grounding cord is going to be hollow. So it's going to be like a tube or a hollow root or a hollowed out tree trunk. We're going to widen this grounding cord until it's as wide as your hips. And I'm going to put the mute on. Okay. All right. And then follow that hollowed out root or tree trunk all the way down into the center of the planet, making sure it doesn't bend or it doesn't get kinked up anywhere. Just follow it all the way down to the very center and just see how it spreads out into that root-like system. Okay, good. And just set the intention that this grounding cord will stay with you until the next time that you decide to create a brand new grounding cord, and that you can give yourself permission to create a brand new grounding cord at any time that you would like, whether it's during this meditation, tomorrow morning, a month from now. This is something that you can create. You can destroy the old one and create a new one. All right. And because the second chakra, the workshop on the second chakra, it covers a lot of information. And B, it's a heavily loaded chakra. I mean, all the chakras are very important, obviously. But the second chakra seems to have so much more punch to it because it covers emotions and it covers sexuality and it also covers female creativity. Because it covers so many things, I'm only focusing this workshop on the emotions and on the sexuality because the female creativity, that could be easily a 6-week course. So I'm just going to focus on the emotions and on the sexuality, and because there's just so much tied up, there's so much energy tied up in this chakra, that for tonight's workshop, I'm going to have you be a little more conscious of the process of releasing the energy down the grounding cord. So keeping your eyes closed, and just as a hello, I want everyone to remember to keep your eyes closed during the entire meditation until I say open your eyes and, you know, have a Q&A. And I stress this because if you feel a need to open your eyes without there being some kind of outside stimuli, meaning, you know, you hear a loud bang or a crash, you want to open your eyes, go right ahead. But if you're feeling like, I have to open my eyes, I'm going to open my eyes right now, that's actually an energy within you that's trying not to get processed out. So this is a little hint for you to know, oh, there's something in my space that doesn't want me to push it out, doesn't want me to let go of it. It's trying to distract me by opening my eyes and bringing my attention elsewhere. So now that your eyes are opened, and you're sitting upright in your chair and you have your grounding cord, what I want you to do is I want you to visualize your aura. And the easiest way to visualize your aura is just to visualize the very edge of your aura as if you're sitting inside of a giant egg-shaped object. And this egg-shaped object goes 18 inches to 3 feet above your head. And then it extends out in that same direction around your body and also below your feet. So this grounding cord, so your aura, what we're going to do is we're going to have our aura flow into the grounding cord at the base. So that portion of your aura that's below your feet, is actually going to look like a funnel. So at that juncture, it's going to be your aura kind of funneling into the grounding cord. So I want you just to go ahead and visualize the big egg-shaped aura surrounding you, and towards the bottom, below your feet, it funnels into your grounding cord. And take a nice deep breath in and blow it out. And again in and out. Okay. And just have the awareness that as you process the energy during this workshop, it's just going to kind of ooze out of your aura and it'll just go down the grounding cord. Sometimes I'll have you create a visual where you will create an object and drop it down your grounding cord. But also know that as I speak and as you're processing the energy as I speak, energy from your aura, from the seven different layers of your aura, is going to be automatically flowing down the grounding cord. Because what you're doing right now as being part of this conference, of this workshop, is you are giving yourself permission to release. Because I have the energy of this workshop set at permission to release, permission to experience, and permission to be. I also have it set at several other things, but those are the first things I wanted to mention. So with that in mind, the next thing I want to do is I want the group, everyone who's on the call, is I want everyone to, I call it, get into spiritual communication with each other. And the easiest and quickest way to do that is to bring your attention to your crown chakra. So the crown chakra is at the top of your head. So everyone bring your attention up to the crown chakra. And I'd like you to visualize that your crown chakra is now gold, a very bright, shiny gold. And if you're feeling like you're efforting right now, relax your body and just set the intention that, yes, my crown chakra is vibrating at gold. And if you feel like you're having a hard time seeing it or feeling it, don't worry. It's all about intention. When you're working with spirit, when you're working with energy, you're working with your intention. So if your intention is, hey, I'm going to be at gold, my crown chakra is going to be vibrating at gold, then chances are more likely that you are at that gold than you're not, if you're not able to see it or feel it, that type of a thing. So as I'm kind of watching the group's energy, I'm seeing that everyone's attention is on your crown chakras, and you're all matching at gold, including me. That's the color that I have my crown chakra set at this time. And one of the reasons I like to do this is by bringing everyone on the call, everyone on the workshop, by having everyone match at this vibration. It's giving permission as a group to work this energy. And it's just another way of strengthening the intention for you to heal yourself on these levels. Okay. All right, good. And as you sit with your crown chakras vibrating at gold and having a grounding core, I would like you to just say hello again to your crown chakra and tell your crown chakra you'd also like it to be very amused. As I was talking about before, having your amusement is a higher vibration than seriousness or sadness, so just remind your crown chakra that it's also going to be amused. All right, very good. And take a nice deep breath in and out. And out in front of you, I want you to create a sponge. And this sponge is a magnetic sponge. And what it does is it will automatically pull out of your space all of the energy that's been building up in your space, knowing that you're going to be involved in this workshop. So for the past week, since I sent out the emails, the original emails, you as a spirit have already been processing this information. So I would like to kind of start the workshop in the body with more space to work. And the easiest way to do that is for us to create a sponge, a magnetic sponge out in front of us. So just visualize a magnetic sponge. You can choose whatever color you'd like. See this sponge out in front of you, say maybe about 3 feet out in front of you. And set the intention, this sponge pulls out of my aura any energy that I have already processed and I'm ready to let go of. And you might notice the sponge changing colors. You might notice it getting bigger. You might notice it's starting to ooze. Just allow it to continue to absorb everything that you've processed up to this point, and you're ready to let go of. All right. And then just allow that big sponge to just drop right down your grounding cord. So you can either visualize it going down below your feet and going into the grounding cord that way. Yeah, do that. That's the easiest way right now. All right. Very nice. Very nice. Good. Okay, so the second chakra. The second chakra is your emotional and sexual center. And the second chakra acts like a radar scope. So now I want you just to bring your attention to your second chakra. And from wherever you are, I just want you to send a hello to your second chakra. Just to wave at it, hello, second chakra. How are you doing today? Send it a little smile. There you go, and watch a happy face show up on your second chakra. Because your second chakra, believe it or not, really is actually happy. It's very happy right now because it knows it's going to get attention. And what does it getting attention mean? Getting attention when we're doing spiritual work is validation. And today we're going to be validating our second chakra. We're going to be validating our emotional and the sexual aspect of ourselves. So your second chakra is actually quite happy right now. You may not realize it, but it really is quite happy, and it's excited, and it has a lot of enthusiasm for this workshop. Good. All right. I see at least one. second chakra, as I said before, it acts like a radar scope. And the way radar works is radar sends out a frequency. That frequency bounces off of an object nearby, and then that energy comes back to the second chakra. And that frequency that bounces back gives the second chakra information about other people's emotional states. So imagine yourself walking into a room, standing towards the end, by the doorway of a room, and there's maybe five or six people in the room. What we do, and we're not even consciously aware that we're doing this, is because spirit is working through us. What we're doing is we walk into that room, and all of a sudden, boom, there goes the radar. The radar sends out a frequency. It hits the first person. It bounces off the first person. It comes back to us. It flows into our second chakra, gives us information. Does it with the next person. It focuses on the person, sends out a frequency. Boom, it hits the other person. That frequency comes back, and it gives us information about that second person. And it will do that with other people in the room. The idea is our second chakra, it helps us to find our way. And one of the ways we find our way is to see where everyone else is resonating. So sometimes when someone is very sensitive, there's different kinds of psychics. Some psychics operate from their crown chakra. Some psychics operate from their sixth chakra. Some psychics operate from their second chakra. So the psychics that operate from the second chakra, they're the ones that are referred to as being clairsentient, a second chakra clairsentient, because what they're doing is they are receiving the emotional energy from the person that they're focusing on, and they're receiving it as a wave of energy, and they're bringing it into their second chakra so that they will get information about that person. So it's a radar. It sends out a frequency, bounces off that person, and comes back to you with information. Now, what has happened over time is that the second chakra, culture has kind of distorted the second chakra so that when the energy comes back to us, we tend to hold on to the energy rather than releasing the energy. So what we're going to be doing in tonight's workshop is we're going to be finding where we're holding on to other people's emotions, and we're going to be releasing it. And one of the effects of holding on to other people's emotions in the second chakra, it can eventually lead to an illness of the organs that are related to the second chakra. And I'll talk about the organs after we do some more clearing. So why don't you give yourselves a nice deep breath in and blow out. And another nice deep breath in and blow out. Okay. Good. So, there are quite a few emotions that we can take a look at this evening. And the first thing that I would like to do is similar to what we just did before with the sponge. However, we're going to create a sponge this time. So why don't we just go ahead and do that. Create a sponge out in front of you, about 3 feet out in front of you, a sponge of your choice. And then this sponge is going to absorb energy, but it's going to absorb the energy that I call the white noise. So the white noise is, say you're standing in the kitchen at the kitchen counter preparing a meal, and in the background the TV's on, though you're not watching it. The TV's on in the other room. Your dogs are barking in the backyard. Someone else's cell phone is ringing who's walking down the street. So you're hearing, so there's all this white noise, there's all this kind of static around you that you, as the mental person, you're not focusing on all of that extra input. However, your second chakra is on all the time. So the second chakra is constantly absorbing all of that white noise. So the first thing that we're going to do is we're just going to have this this sponge pull out of your second chakra all of the white noise that it's been absorbing. So just visualize the sponge in front of you. And since the term is white noise, I would like you just to visualize a dull white energy coming from your second chakra area, which is the abdominal area. And just watch that sponge pull, as if magnetically pull, a whole bunch of dull white energy out of your second chakra and into the sponge. There you go. And once again, remind yourself to stay out of effort, that this is effortless. There is no effort in spirit. Spirit just works. And just give it a little more time. Let that sponge get nice and big and heavy and soggy, fold up with all of that dull white noise. And then take that sponge and drop it down your grounding cord. Very good. All right. So the first emotion that we're going to focus on is anger. And I'm going to throw in rage as well. Anger and rage. Rage is just a, I'll just say it's the higher octave of anger. And what's really, really, really interesting about rage is that usually rage is not even your own energy. Anger, yes, anger absolutely can be your own energy. But rage, because rage is usually deemed to be out of control, that's what people differentiate between anger and rage, is rage seems to be out of control. The person flew into a rage. The person was angry, and then the person flew into a rage. Rage, from my experience, from what I've seen and what I've looked at in people, rage is usually someone else's energy, someone else's anger, and if not just one person, then multiples of people, other people's energy in your space. Everyone else's anger in your space becomes rage. And the best way to conceptualize this is think about the mob mentality. Most people will do something that they normally wouldn't do if they're in a mob. But if they were out by themselves, singular, on their own, they wouldn't do certain activities. But once they get into a mob environment, all of a sudden they're doing things that they wouldn't necessarily do. That's because their second chakras are sending out the radar, bouncing off everyone, and it's coming back anger. It's coming back anger. Oh, there goes that person. Oh, wow, the radar is coming back as anger. It's just anger, anger, anger that's coming into that person's second chakra, and then everybody, you're doing it, they're doing it. Everyone is doing it, and then boom, everything becomes rage, and the energy escalates to this very intense level of rage. So the first thing that we're going to focus on is we're going to focus on anger and rage. So go ahead, create that sponge out in front of you. Remember using lots of sponges today. We're going to be doing almost like surgery on our second chakra, using sponges to absorb all the debris. So create a sponge. Set the intention that this sponge is going to pull out anger. Pull out your anger. Pull out other people's anger. And just allow that sponge to get big and heavy. Allow your body to relax as you release this energy. Notice what you notice. And if you find yourself getting sleepy or tired, chances are it's not a physical thing, it's an energetic thing. Because that white noise that was surrounding these emotions, that can make you tired. All right, good. All right, so take that big sponge and let it just drop all the way down your grounding cord. And give yourselves a nice deep breath. And out. All right, and at this point, I am going to unmute everyone. Slowly open your eyes. And if you have any questions at this point, because this energy, I'm just watching everyone, and the energy is like getting really, really intense. So I want everyone to open your eyes, make sure that you're still feeling your feet, you're feeling your body, and if anyone has any questions about what I've said to this point or any comments, please go ahead and share. Okay. All right. So I just want everyone to say cheese.
Cheese.
Okay. All right. Good. I just want to be sure everyone's still awake. And I understand you haven't got any comments, you haven't got any questions. That's totally okay. I just want to be sure that everyone's still present and conscious. Yes, okay. All right. Let's see. Okay. All right, so I'm going to mute everyone again. All right, so that was anger and the higher octave of rage. The next emotion that we're going to release is fear. So, create a sponge out in front of you. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to rattle off different scenarios so that it'll kind of trigger the fear within your second chakra to come out. So just set the intention that you are going to release fear into this sponge that's in front of you. Remember to just say hello to your crown chakra and have it vibrate at gold. Okay, and just say hello to your root chakra and your grounding cord. All right, and then bring your attention back to your second chakra. And just say to yourself, so just say inwardly, I give myself permission to release the fear that is holding me back from being all that I possibly can be. I give myself permission to release the fear that is holding me back from being all that I can be. I give myself permission to release the fear that is holding me back from being everything that I can be. There's always, there's different kinds of fear. There's fear of failure. Maybe you've failed at a career, you failed an important test, you failed to meet other people's expectations, perhaps you failed in relationships, you failed at being a good parent. You failed at being a supportive person. Let's see. Yeah, just let go of the fear. You can visualize it as a certain color that's coming out of your space. My experience is that fear, there's different, like rage, there's different levels to fear. And I'll just put out the rhetorical question, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? And as that sponge continues to gather up your energy, I just want to mention that the interesting thing about emotions is that emotions were originally meant to be experienced in present time. That means when you think about an experience you had in the past, that is now a past emotion. The second chakra and your emotional body is originally designed to have emotions in present time. So if you're afraid of something happening, chances are either that fear is a result of something that did happen, or the fear is a possibility that has been handed to you But either way, that fear is technically not in present time. It's either in the past or you're projecting it into the future. So either way, that fear technically is not real. Right now, in present time, it's not real because either it is something that happened in the past that has been completed, or it's a projection into the future. The future does not exist yet. There are multiple possibilities of the future. So part of what has been distorted on our planet is the emotions and the emotional body. We've been reprogrammed to continue to experience old emotions and reprogrammed to experience projected emotions from the future. That's a new way of looking at something. So whenever you experience fear, stop yourself and say, ask yourself, is my fear in present time? And then let it go. So take that sponge and drop it down your grounding cord. And take a nice deep breath in and out. And again, a nice cleansing breath in and out. All right, next emotion. There's quite a few emotions here. We're obviously not going to be able to get to every single emotion. So I'm thinking the next emotion, let's do jealousy. Okay. Jealousy. Create a sponge to absorb any jealousy that's in your space. And put that sponge out there about 3 feet in front of you and say hello to the sponge and thank the sponge for appearing and for helping you in your progress. You know, because every time you validate something, you validate yourself. Because when you validate something, everything is made from spirit. So whenever you validate something, you're validating spirit and your spirit, so technically you're validating yourself. It's the old A equals B, B equals C, therefore A equals C. Oh my God, it's high school algebra. So validate that sponge. All right, good. All right, so we're doing jealousy. So the jealousy does not have to be, well, let's do both. It's going to be both your jealousy, the times that you've experienced jealousy, and the jealousy directed at you from other people. yes, jealousy. Wanting what someone else has or someone else wanting what you have. So once again, I'm just going to throw out a couple of scenarios and allow that jealousy. Why don't you choose one color for jealousy? Let's just choose one color for jealousy. Kind of see that in your second chakra. Kind of see it swirling around in that second chakra, and then allow it to just get effortlessly pulled out of your second chakra and into that sponge. So jealousy. Let's see. Well, there's always the jealous of the relationship. So are you jealous of someone else's relationship? Or is someone else jealous of your relationship? Just let the energy flow away. Are you jealous of someone else's bank account? Or is someone jealous of your bank account? Family. Is someone jealous of your kids or your ability to have kids? Are you jealous of someone else's kids? Oh, my God, those kids are so amazing. I wish my kids were like that. Oh, their kids went to college. Oh, their kids are on the, what's that list called? The honors list. Oh, their kids made honor roll. Oh, their kids, the quarterback on the football team. Oh, their daughter's the cheerleading captain. So any jealousy surrounding other people's accomplishments and their family's accomplishments. Are you jealous of someone else's physical appearance? Is someone jealous of your physical appearance? Are you like the, you know, the picture perfect model? You know, does your hair, do you have perfect hair? Okay. That was a biggie for me in high school. My hair, I could never get my hair to look right. And there were all these other women with straight blonde hair who were super popular. So were you ever jealous of someone else's hair, of someone else's body? Are other people jealous of your amazing physique, your amazing, your health, your wellness, your beauty? Let go of the jealousy. And just ask yourself, what am I jealous of? Who am I jealous of? You know, and be nice to yourself. If all of a sudden you're starting to realize, oh my God, look how many people I'm jealous of. Don't judge yourself. Find your amusement. Go, oh, my God, I didn't know myself as well as I thought I did. Well, now's my opportunity to learn. So don't judge yourself at any point during this meditation. Validate that you are learning and discovering yourself, learning about and discovering yourself. And just for the fun of it, ask yourself, why am I jealous? And allow the energy to flow out into that big sponge. And then take that big sponge and drop it all the way down your grounding cord. And give yourself a nice deep breath. And blow it out. And just wiggle your toes and wiggle your fingers. Bring your attention to the base of your spine and your grounding cord. And why don't you swivel your hips from side to side right now. Just go ahead and swivel your hips. Because as you're swiveling your hips, you are bringing your attention not only to your root chakra, you're also swiveling your hips to bring your attention to your second chakra and your third chakra, which is the manifestation, and that's the stomach area and the upper abs. All that you're bringing attention to just by swiveling your hips from left to right, back and forth. Or you can even do a belly dancer roll if you want. There you go. Good. All right. And also when you do that, when you're doing energy work and then you also move your body, what you're doing is you are immediately integrating the body and the spirit. So just by swiveling your hips, you know, see, you thought I was just doing that for amusement? No, I was doing that for amusement and to help you integrate this process that we're going through right now. So validate yourself that you are already integrating this information into your body and soul. Cool. All right, I think we're going to do one more emotion. Yes, we're going to do one more emotion, and then we're going to move on to validation. We're going to move on to validation and how it may be something that, a new way of looking at validation. Okay. All right, so create a brand new sponge and just place it out in front of you. And just for some fun practice, I want you to move that sponge to the left. Move it up 2 feet. Move it over to the right by 2 feet. Bring it down by 2 feet. And back to the original place it was. All right. That was wonderful. That, what I just saw everyone do is amazing because that is a very powerful exercise. All of you had so much certainty when you were doing that it was very, very clear. I was watching all of these. I saw some squares and I saw some triangles because they were kind of a little bit longer than they were shorter. But everyone was doing that, and what you were doing was you were working with energy. You were manifesting. You were creating with energy. That is the basis of everything that happens in your life, is you creating with you using your power and your mind / your imagination to create from. So what you just did by creating that sponge and moving it around in front of you was a method for you to manifest, a manifestation practice. Okay, but I digress. Let me get back to the next emotion. And this next emotion is going to be frustration. I think it's safe to say that all of us on this call have been frustrated at some point in our lifetime. So we have our sponge out in front of us. Let's choose two colors for frustration this time. All right, you got the two colors in your mind? Good. Okay, look at your second chakra. And just notice those colors in there swirling around in the second chakra. And set your intention. I intend to release frustration. The sponge effortlessly pulls from my space the energy of frustration. Both my frustration and other people's frustration with me. Because remember, the second chakra has the radar, and it's our emotional state. So whenever you do this exercise, you always want to look for your emotion and the other person's emotion. So now you're looking at your frustration that's being released, and you're looking at other people's frustration with you. That's a good one. Other people's frustration with you, them wanting you to do something and you not doing it. Their frustration comes at you, and you absorb it. And why do you absorb it? You absorb it because we want other people to like us. So we automatically take on other people's pain, especially if it appears that we're the source of their pain. We take on that pain so that they will like us. So it's the All right. And let's see, frustration. that you've been frustrated? Frustration, like not being able to get to work on time because something's in your way. Car troubles. The car breaking down at a very inopportune time. Getting a flat tire. Frustration with government officials and government policies. Frustrations with organizations. Frustration with yourself. Being frustrated that you're not progressing faster. Being frustrated that you're not making as much money as you'd like to. Being frustrated that you're being frustrated that you can't seem to make a decision. Being frustrated by someone else who appears to be standing in your way. Being frustrated by your health, feeling unable to control your body, being frustrated by your own body. Okay, good. And take that big, soggy sponge. Acknowledge that this is energy you have processed and released, and drop it down your grounding cord. Take a nice deep breath and slowly open your eyes. And I'm going to unmute everybody. And does anyone have any comments or questions at this point?
Yeah, this is Sarah, and I have a question.
Okay.
Sometimes when releasing the emotions, especially fear, it seemed like it was coming from all over my body and not just the second chakra. Did that tend to happen?
Yes. The second chakra is the primary seat of the emotions. However, my experience is that every single chakra will have what I call satellite connections. So the original fear can be in the second chakra, but there'll be satellite connections to your third chakra, which would be a sense of powerlessness associated with that fear. Or it could be a satellite connection to the fourth chakra, which could be I'm afraid of being lonely. So then all of a sudden the fourth chakra's energy gets intertwined with the original basis of the fear. So yes, as you're sitting there watching that sponge get bigger and bigger, and the energy is coming from different parts, you know, your aura or your chakras, that's like the satellite aspects, because the energy is so. Energy is so comprehensive, you know, spirit is so comprehensive that it's like little tentacles or satellites associated with the original fear.
Okay,
Does that answer your question? Okay. Anyone else with any comments or questions?
I have a comment.
Okay, go ahead.
I feel a lot of movement, but most of it I feel it in my forehead and my chakra.
I'm sorry, your forehead and your what?
My forehead and my, you know, top of my head.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I feel like my forehead is and my first chakra, and vice versa.
Okay, yeah, it's the same situation that I was just explaining before. even though the emotional aspect, the second chakra is the emotional aspect, there's the satellite energy. So you can be experiencing a release in your forehead, because what happens is when your second chakra doesn't make any sense to you, say you get confusing signals in the second chakra, what people tend to do is they'll go into the other chakras to try and get an explanation. So you might go into your forehead or your sixth chakra to try and clairvoyantly understand the situation. So all of a sudden, now there's a link. So there's an energetic link that goes from the second chakra up into the sixth chakra based on that original fear. Another way of describing it is, say there's a backup. So say there's how a traffic jam creates traffic jams on other highways because everything is trying to be rerouted. If you visualize that with energy, all of a sudden what originally was a second chakra issue now has become a third chakra or a sixth chakra or a seventh chakra issue. Does that help?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay, good. All right, anyone else have any questions? All right, so everyone say cheese for me.
Cheese.
Okay, good. All right. Okay, I'm going to be muting everyone now. All right, so now we're going to be taking a look at validation. So close your eyes, bring your attention back inwards, and just bring it down to your second chakra, and send your second chakra a happy hello. All right. Now, validation. There's an interesting twist to validation. You know, everyone would think that, you know, validation is a great and wonderful thing. And when it's used properly, that's true. However, there are times when we are desiring, we're wanting to make other people happy, we're wanting to get acknowledged, we're wanting to get validated, and we go outside of ourselves for that validation, as opposed to just owning that we are perfect the way we are right now, and that we are perfection in the making, that the way it is right now is the way it's supposed to be, because as a spirit we've created what we're trying to learn, and we're learning it. So we tend to go outside for validation when we become uncertain of ourselves. So I had this really fun experience. Years ago, I was in a class, and the teacher was talking about validation. And what she did was she had a student sit in a chair, and she walked up to that student, and the teacher had a wad of Post-it notes in the teacher's hand. So the teacher stood in front of the student who was in the chair, and she started complimenting her. And every time she complimented her, she put a Post-it note. She stuck a Post-it note on her forehead, on her cheek, on her elbow, on her leg, on her pants. So after a minute or so of saying all these wonderful compliments like, oh, you know, I think you're just the best piano player. I heard you play at the bar the other night, and you're just amazing and wonderful. You're a great piano player. She stuck a Post-it note. And then she said, you know, you always have these really hot-looking boots on. You know, they're totally, totally cool. And she stuck a Post-it note on her boot. And then, you know, she said, you got that new haircut of yours is so beautiful. I just love it. And she stuck a Post-it note on her hair. So she did this with all of these what appears to be really amazing, wonderful compliments. Now, what happened was, the woman who was getting validated, she was enjoying the attention, and she might have originally thought way back when, oh, these are ugly old boots. They're the only things I can afford. I guess I just have to buy these and, you know, and use them until, like, they run out or they just tear fall apart. But all of a sudden, here's this woman validating her. So the Post-it notes, visualize, if you may, visualize the Post-it notes as being energy going into that woman. all of these validations were someone else's energy going into that woman's space. So every time she validated her, some of her energy went into that space, and where that woman was feeling a lack, that energy stuck. So what we're going to do is we're going to just take a look at where you've been validated by other people, and that validation has kept you stuck in a cycle. For instance, have you noticed how some people, their haircut, their hairstyle never, ever, ever changes? You know, it could be something from the 70s, and here it is 40 years later, and they have this, the same hairstyle. And it might have been because someone way back then validated, oh, your hair looks so nice that way, that they got stuck with that hairdo. Or someone who, when they were a child, was kind of doing the class clown routine, and they got so much validation from people saying, oh, you're so cute, you're acting like it's such a clown, oh, that's so cute, that even though that may have just been a phase that they were going through, all of a sudden they maintained that stature of being the class clown because that's how they got validation from outside sources. So why don't you just create a sponge in front of you and allow outside validation just to flow out into that sponge. Wherever you were validated, validation can be nice. However, if you held on to that validation because of a feeling of lack within yourself, that's when the validation becomes a negative charge. So just allow the energy to flow out of your space and into the sponge. Just all the times when you were validated that you've been holding on to because you were afraid. You're afraid of changing because you're afraid you won't get validated again. Okay, and take that sponge and drop it down your grounding cord. All right. So the I'm going to briefly go over the organs associated with the second chakra. And you can just stay in the meditation. Stay in your meditative space, have a sponge out in front of you. You can create a sponge for each organ that I mention, or just one big sponge. And you can also use the technique of wiping off each organ with that sponge, as opposed to having it out in front of you. Whatever seems to be the most effective for you, go ahead and use that technique. So the primary organ associated with the emotional aspect of the second chakra are the intestines. Primarily the small intestines, but it's just the intestines in general. People with illnesses of the intestine, Crohn's disease, these may be people who have emotional blockages. Intestinal candida, so an overgrowth of intestinal candida can also be a sign of someone who has some emotional blockages in the second chakra. So the intestines is the primary one. My personal experience, I also tend to put bladder into the second chakra, because I know that when I am experiencing female competition coming towards me, my bladder starts to feel like it's being pressed on. It literally feels like someone is sticking their elbow into my bladder when I feel female competition energy coming towards me. So I also include the bladder in the second chakra organs. In addition to the intestines and the bladder, the low back pain is a great hint about second chakra issues. Sciatica is another, so your sciatic nerves are also part of the whole second chakra. That's the part of the second chakra in the back. So low back pain and sciatica. My experience with sciatica is that when someone is trying to communicate with me, or someone's trying to get my information, that all of a sudden my right sciatic nerve starts to tingle and buzz and throb. That's my experience with sciatic pain. Sometimes when people are emotionally dependent on us and they are afraid to show us that they're emotionally dependent on us, what they will do is they will focus, they'll send their energy towards the back of your second chakra, and that will register as low back pain and or sciatic pain. So just allow that sponge to pull up any energy that's getting, that's starting to show itself as I talk about these organs. And also, and the second chakra, since it is also our sexual center, the female reproductive organs are associated with the second chakra. So the ovaries, uterus, vagina, cervix, fallopian tubes, the whole female reproductive area. Just allow that sponge to just kind of wipe off any energy that has gotten accumulated in those organs as a result of the second chakra sending out that radar wavelength. Okay. All right. Take that sponge and drop it down the grounding cord, or if it was multiple sponges, you can just toss them all down that grounding cord and release the energy. All right. So next we're going to look at the sexual aspect of the second chakra. So sexual energies, our sexual energy, so anyone that we have a sexual experience with or even think about having a sexual experience with, these energies blend together tantrically. They're meant to complement each other, not overpower each other. Unfortunately, society has chosen to culturally reprogram sexual energy. So this has distorted the energy of sex, and it's created judgment and confusion within pretty much everybody on some level. So what we're going to do is we're going to clear invalidation of past sexual experiences. So this can be a really, really, really intense area. So I want you just to focus back on your crown chakra for a moment and reset it at gold. If it's changed colors, just let it go back up to that happy, very, very bright, shiny gold. There you go. Nice, just nice, happy, humming gold color. and having your amusement, dropping little bits of amusement to the crown chakra. All right, good. And then just knowing that your crown chakra will stay at that gold, bring your attention down to your second chakra and create a sponge out in front of you. And we're going to look at past sexual experience. So we're kind of going to go from a general experience to a more specific experience. So I think it's safe to assume that the majority of everyone on this call has had some kind of a sexual experience. And like I said, even if it wasn't a physical sexual experience, it can still be a sexual experience, because even if it was a fantasy, there is still sexual energy flying around. So we're going to use this sponge that's now out in front of us. This is going to be a general releasing and clearing. So set the intention. I am going to release old sexual energies. I'm going to release old sexual energies from my space. I am releasing old sexual energies from my space. Okay, take that sponge, drop it down your grounding cord, create a new sponge. This sponge is going to pull out of your space sexual energies from your previous partners. Sexual energies from your previous partners are being pulled out of your space into this sponge. Previous energies from previous sexual partners are being pulled out of the space and into your sponge. You are releasing their energy. Take that sponge, drop it down your grounding cord, and create a new sponge. This sponge is pulling out religious and societal programming of your sexuality. So programming from the religions that you were brought up with, programming from the society that you grew up in, programming about expected behaviors of females, expected sexual behavior of females, religious doctrines governing sexuality and women. And just repeat to yourself, I joyfully release societal programming of my sexual being. I joyfully release societal programming of my sexual being. And take that sponge, drop it down your grounding cord, and create a new sponge. This sponge is for, I'll say, language abuse, sexual language abuse of the second chakra. So, negative words, words that try to define your sexuality, words that had been said to you by other people during your adolescence, other people during your puberty, during your teenage years, during your marriages, your relationships. I'll just say, okay, how about the word whore? Have you ever been called a whore? Let go of that energy. Have you ever been called a slut? Let go of that energy. Have you ever been called a virgin, but in a not nice way, where being a virgin was thought to be not hip or out of sync with everyone else? Let go of that energy. Or, here's another one, ice queen. Have you ever been accused of being an ice queen where you were frigid? Ooh, another F word, frigid. So think of all the nasty names that you've been called. Let those names and the pain from those names just go into that sponge. This is your opportunity to let go of that pain, to let go of any shame associated with your sexual experiences, any performance pictures. Oh, honey, you're not doing it right. Oh, honey, why don't you want to do this? Oh, honey, you want it too often. What's wrong with you? Any pain regarding your past sexual performance. Any abusive words or terms that were used against you. Give yourself permission to release them now. And take that sponge, drop it down your grounding cord, and create a brand new sponge. This sponge is going to be for past lifetimes that are currently affecting your sexuality, your sexual status, your sexual experiences. Past lifetimes, such as religious lifetimes where you made vows of celibacy. There's also religious lifetimes where there was a pagan type, pagan's the right word, but a certain manner of expressing your sexuality that may not have been congruent with who you are now. So it could have been having multiple partners. It could have been being forced to only have one partner. It could have been past lifetimes where you were one of several wives. And in this lifetime, you're kind of reliving that by being either a mistress or being a wife whose husband has several women on the side. So this sponge is pulling out past life karma regarding your sexuality. Whoever you were then is not who you are now. So set the intention that any vows that you made you release today because they're not in present time. So any vows regarding your celibacy, any vows regarding your level of sexuality, your level of sexual experience, your choice of partners, any of these limits that you were in agreement to in past lifetimes, give yourself permission to release these agreements now because they are not who you are in this lifetime. And take that sponge and drop it down your grounding cord. And give yourself a nice deep breath. And blow it out. All right, so we haven't got much time left. So what I'm going to do is I am going to have you focus on your crown chakra. Actually, wait, before we do that, go back to your second chakra. And I want you to picture your second chakra as a valve that opens and closes and opens and closes. So it opens 100% all the way, and then it closes all the way down to zero, closes all the way. I want you to turn the knob and see where it feels the most comfortable for you right now. So does it feel good halfway open, three-quarters of the way open, all the way closed? What feels best to you right now? And set your second chakra at that number. Okay, good. All right, now bring your attention to the top of your head and your crown chakra. And what I'd like you to do is I want you to choose one color to start with. And this color is going to represent your original emotional essence vibration. Your original emotional essence vibration. So choose that color and let it permeate your crown chakra. Let it completely, let your entire crown chakra turn from gold to your original emotional essence vibration. And then allow that same color to just have a couple of streams of that color flow all the way down your spine. So it's flowing down through each of your chakras. Just the stream, doesn't have to be the entire chakra system. Just a stream of that color going from your crown chakra all the way down through all of your other chakras. And what you're doing is you are resetting your emotional space to the original intention. So the original intention, the original vibration that you came into this lifetime, your original essence vibration for your emotional space, you're resetting it to that. Good. And now we're going to do the same thing, and this time we're going to do it for your original sexual essence vibration. So choose a color, and if you're unsure about the color, ask the Supreme Being, Supreme Being, please show me what my original sexual essence vibration is. And take that color, fill your crown chakra with it. My original sexual essence vibration is, let it flow through your crown. Let it be absorbed fully into your crown, and then allow that same vibration to trickle down along your spinal column into the chakras. And you're just gently giving each of the chakras a reminder of your true original sexual vibration color, of who you really are in present life, in present time. Take a nice deep breath in and blow it out. And in closing, I always like to create a large golden sun above our heads. This golden sun is full of new life force. So everywhere that you've released energy from today, you're going to completely fill in all of those spaces with this huge, gigantic orb of fresh new life force to replenish your system. And do this after every meditation you do on your own. Because you have to start, you have to work from a place of fullness. And by filling yourself in with this golden life force, you're starting from a place of full capacity. So go ahead and visualize a gigantic golden sun above your head. And then just effortlessly bring this golden sun down and let it filter into every single layer of your aura. Move into your physical body. Move all the way down your chakra column and your spinal column, down into the hips. Really filling in that second chakra, that root chakra, flowing down your legs all the way into your feet, down below your feet into the layers of your aura. Take a nice deep breath, blow it out, and gently open your eyes. I've unmuted everybody, and I like to, I know we're over time, so I understand if people need to leave the call, but I just wanted to give everyone the opportunity to ask any questions or make any comments.
That was a really outstanding session, Marie. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I was really astounded at the level of fear that I released. It felt like a huge, almost a solid, like a bronze, massive ball that was like yanked out. It was just huge.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of emotional stuff. It was great. Thank you so
Excellent.
Much.
You're welcome.
Marie, I'd like to thank you too. This is Marilyn, and say mm-hmm. that you're adding the level of amusement to it kept it very, not just effective, but very light. It's wonderful.
Good. Yeah, I try so hard to keep amusement in it, because my experience is when it gets serious, it just, everything just slows down, and it's like the progress feels like it's tedious, but as soon as you keep the amusement and the happier vibration, everything moves quicker. So thank you for letting me know that it worked. All right. If no one else has any comments or questions, I just want to thank everyone for participating in the call. Whether you physically said anything doesn't make a difference. Energetically, I know that you were all here, and I appreciate that. And I just want to let you know that the next telemed that I'm going to be teaching looks like it's going to be on the 23rd, so October 23rd, 2 weeks from today, and I will be sending out an email blast to announce that. And if anyone would like to, I'm going to be starting a testimonial page on my website. So if anyone feels motivated to just send me an email with some comments about the workshop that I can post onto my website, I won't use your last name. I'll probably just use your first name, second, your first name, your last initial, and then like the city and state. So there will be some anonymity to the comment. But so if anyone feels motivated to send me a testimonial that I can post on my website, that would be great. Otherwise, I just want to thank everyone again for participating, and may everything in your life be wonderful and filled with joy. All right.
Thanks, Marie.
Blessings to you, Marie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.